Switch On, Book 3, Literature and Cinema. Read, Watch and Act. Tom's Midnight Garden. Activity 5.
It's 1950. Tom's brother, Peter, has measles, and so Tom is sent by his parents to stay with his aunt and uncle, the Kitsons. They live in a big house in the city with an old lady called Mrs. Bartholomew. It was once a country house, but the area has become urbanised and the house doesn't even have a garden. He spends his time exploring the big house. Tom notices that every night, at midnight, the grandfather clock does something very strange. It strikes 13 times. One night, Tom is so curious about the clock that he decides to investigate. He closes his bedroom door carefully behind him. Everyone is asleep and he can hear Mrs. Bartholomew snoring loudly. It is totally dark, so Tom has to feel his way down the stairs. He finds the grandfather clock but can't see the time. He can't find a light switch, so he decides to open a door to let in the moonlight. At the end of the hall is a door that he has never seen opened. His aunt said that it was only for access to the dustbins. Tom opens the door, expecting to see some dustbins. Instead, he sees a beautiful garden full of flowers and trees. The house, too, has changed, returning to the way it was in Victorian times. In the garden, Tom meets a little girl called Hattie, and they play together. He discovers that he is invisible to everyone except Hattie. She's the only person who can see him. Every time the clock strikes 13 times, Tom is able to visit this other secret world and see Hattie one more time. They soon become great friends. When his brother gets better from the measles, Tom has to return home to his parents. But he doesn't want to go. He desperately tries to find the garden to see Hattie one final time, but it isn't there anymore. The next morning, he visits Mrs. Bartholomew to say goodbye, and she explains that she is, in fact, Hattie.